Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I am joined by John Underwood following this evening's 3-0 home win. How are you feeling, John?
Elated, yeah. Great performance tonight.
I'm sure you'd have taken 3-0 before the game against, you know, a Weymouth team that have scored plenty on their last few away games.
We'd have taken any scoreline. We needed to win again tonight. Very aware of how good Weymouth are as a side. They've been, you know, they're kind of mid-table, but you know, anyone that comes up against them will tell you they're as good as anything in the league on their day. And to do what we've just gone and done against them, to be fair, it takes some doing. You know, I think, you know, recently they've gone to Basingstoke and King's Lynn and scored 6 goals, and it wasn't until the 92nd minute they've had a shot from outside the box. I don't think Scotty's had a save to make until then, which just says so much for how we've played, you know, with and without the ball. I thought that the discipline of our lads tonight was fantastic. They were so organised. They worked hard, and we were great on the ball. For me, a perfect performance tonight.
Yeah, and especially pleasing because normally when, you know, you come up against a Weymouth team, you know, especially down at their place or at other places on a good pitch, you expect to be chasing the ball a lot, and it was you making them chase today.
Yeah, I think so. I thought we started the game brilliantly. We were on the front foot. They struggled to get out of their half early on. We won the penalty, scored that, and then Manny had a great chance. Keeper made a superb save. I think that was only 6 or 7 minutes in. We could have been 2 up. So great start. And you're not going to have it all your own way against Weymouth. They came back into it. We had some defending to do. Had to work hard to keep them out and keep them outside of our box, which we think we did really well. There was a big spell first half where we weren't on top, but we were organised. I felt comfortable with us tonight. I just felt like our shape was good. And literally from 1 to 11, just said to them in there, I think there wasn't any kind of 7 out of 10 points. They were all 8, 9 minimum tonight, absolutely every one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. As you say, the kind of sways and swings of the first half, it was that you started off out the blocks well, got your goal, maybe should have kind of capitalised and got a second, and then obviously Weymouth being a quality side, they kind of came back to it and were putting you under a bit of pressure, but all of which you absorbed well.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought, we've changed to a slightly different shape at the minute. It's not going to be for every game, but we felt it was the right one tonight against them. They like to pass through midfield, and you know, we were quite compact in midfield. We were just disciplined. You know, you only got to look at Floody and Gav, you know, are chasing back into kind of right wing and left wing positions to stop fullbacks getting out. Manny's in the hole there, organising people, using his experience. You know, the front three, if you like, for us tonight, I thought they did such a good shift for the team.
And must be happy with the way the second half then went, obviously asking them to keep that tempo high again in the second half.
Yeah, we said to them quite often a half time can come and the game changes and the second half could have been different. We knew they'd have a go at some point and they threw another forward on, so I think it was important we got a goal relatively early in the second half. Fantastic ball from Dunny after a good little passing move, split the defence open, and Floody's taken it really calmly. Great goal.
And he's come into a bit of form recently.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just took Floody a few games. He got a whack in his first game, which I think hampered him for a couple of games. He's the player tonight that, you know, that we worked so hard to get in, and I think he's shown everyone what a player he was. Gav alongside him was magnificent. You know, we've kind of given those two a little run of games now and they've done really well together. But, you know, it's not about one or two players. You know, everybody, I thought we defended so well tonight. Through midfield, you know, Togs gives us that kind of insurance in front of the back four. I thought Dunny and Webby were everywhere. You know, so many times we won the ball high up the pitch, just pressing at the right time and nicking it. I could talk all night about that performance, to be honest.
Yeah, and it's good to get, you know, that momentum. 2 games now on the bounce, victories, 2 clean sheets. It is starting to come together again.
Yeah, I mean, the contrast in how we feel tonight to a week ago is, you know, couldn't be any more different. Full credit to our lads. You know, Saturday wasn't great here, but you don't go from what we did at King's Lynn to tonight's performance just like that. You know, I feel Saturday was really important as a bit of a stepping stone. We ground out a win, started feeling a little bit better about ourselves, and took that into tonight. So full credit to the lads, the carrots they've shown over the past week. We had a terrible 45 minutes at King's Lynn, but if you take that out, we're in pretty decent form at the minute.
And hoping to take that on to what will be probably a difficult pitch at the weekend at St Ives against Cambridge City.
Yeah, be a completely different game. We know that place well. We didn't turn up there back in start of January against St Ives, so we know what it's like. We know Cambridge at the minute are a dangerous side. They're trying to get out of trouble, and they've brought in a couple of really good forwards. So we've had a few reports on them. It will be so different to tonight, and we just need to. We'll get in Thursday and get ourselves firmly focused on that. And we'll probably need to play a little bit differently on Saturday, but we'll worry about that a bit closer to the time.
Right now, enjoy the win. Yep. Go and get yourself a beer, and we'll catch up with you later in the week.
Cheers, John.
Thank you.